Well, maybe we could just start off. Hey, maybe we can bring it up first when we go on.
Yeah, I want to talk a little bit more about the whole Maddox thing, and I'll do my intro a normal intro.
Are you serious on doing better than Maddox?
Yeah, we are seriously doing better than Maddox.
Wow.
Crazy, right?
So how come he was a millionaire beforehand? That's what I don't get.
I don't think Maddox was a millionaire in any stretch of the imagination.
But wait on, how could he see Dick then and lose everything? How much did he lose? This is what I'm trying to figure out.
No, he didn't. So the way that lawsuits work, he didn't lose anything except for maybe lawyer's fees. He sued Dick for $20 million. Because he thought that it either lost him revenue or it besmirched his character, harassment, blah, 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 yada, yada, yada. I just don't understand where he got that number, for one thing. And he was trying, essentially, he wanted to get a bunch of money out of Dick. Because he lost it everything.
What was the true reason why AD's Guild left him, do you know?
I don't really think we've ever really known why 80s girl left him, but I think because the way that he's been acting now is pretty clear why she did. He is an absolute crazy, manipulative, overzealous, jealous, disgusting human being is what Maddox is. All right, Chris. So what were you asking about? Just kind of get back to it. I'm sorry.
Oh, I couldn't remember. It wasn't important or anything.
It wasn't that important. Are you tired today, Chris? What's going on? What happened?
Oh, no, yeah, I'm just a bit tired. So
just a little tired? What time is it over there in good old Aussie land?
I didn't get much sleep. It's 10:05 a.m.
One more time? Let's just make sure. It's 10:05 a.m.?
Yeah, that's correct.
Okay, what did you do last night?
I have great trouble sleeping. Is this part of me? Is this part of my condition? You know, I find it hard to get to sleep because of anxiety and shit, you know?
Oh, so you're anxious at night? Like, what are you anxious about?
Oh, no, it's nothing to do with this. It's just, you know, like, I find it very hard to sleep every night, actually, you know?
Is that something that you've always had?
Yeah, I've had it for a while now, particularly because of my court stuff, you know, it just makes me feel like that.
Yeah, so, like, are you still getting calls from your lawyer? I mean, I know I'm not talking about your lawsuit. But is, like, do you still talk to your lawyer on the regular or anything like that?
Only when I have to. He phones me, but I'm okay. The reason being is because of this whole Sarah thing.
So Sarah, okay, well, Sarah didn't pop into your life until recently, but you've always had this problem. Or is it only when women don't talk to you get upset? Or is it that you can't harass women that you get upset?
Oh, no, she's totally in the wrong as well. You can't just pin it on me, you know. As we've discussed, it's because of she's just playing stupid games, and it's not fair, you know.
Well, yeah, we can definitely get into it today because a lot has happened over this past week and some change now. I mean, you went to a lunch with all of your neighbors, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's
all
correct.
Right. We have the final solution. Well, wait, maybe I shouldn't say that. We have a solution to the girlfriend, the government issue girlfriend problem. I mean, we have Jeffrey Epstein's now dead.
Mm-hmm.
Which I think is total bullshit. And we also beat Maddox. I mean, we have a show to talk about today, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, I'll just stipulate a conditional, Sarah, that, you know, like, if you don't, sort of treat me in a normal manner, this is it, you know, just don't bother contacting me. And also, you know, just don't waste my time, you know.
Do you think a lawsuit might be in order?
Oh, no, I am actually being serious, you know.
I'm serious. I'm serious, too. Mate, I'm not joking.
No, I said, I mean, what do you mean a lawsuit? All I'm saying is just like, if you don't quit it, I'll go to the cops, you know. It's just as simple as that.
Well, yeah, I mean, you go to the cops, lawsuits, lawyers, judges jump in board. Could definitely happen.
Yeah, but I'm being serious, but, you know.
How am I not being serious? Lawsuits are a very serious subject.
Lawsuits. Yeah, but I don't wish to pursue a lawsuit. I just want her to leave me alone, you know. It's just, I mean, I don't have any money to have a lawsuit anyway. I'm not rich, you know, so.
Well, I mean, neither did Maddox, and then that's how, look what it got him. Like, he actually took a guy worth millions of dollars to court, $20 million to be honest. So, I mean, anybody can get the right lawyer, even with no money.
Yeah, money talks, bullshit walks, eh?
Right. I love that line. That's such a great line. All right, man. Well, we also do have a new theme song from our very good friend and your very good friend, Hagen Cruz.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, look, Hazen, did you say I had a voicemail from Hazen Cruz?
Yes, we have a new, no, not a voicemail. We have a new theme song from my very good friend and your very good friend, Hazen Cruz.
Oh, right. Don't play any voicemail today, okay? Yeah, don't play any voicemail today, okay?
I don't think we have any voicemails to listen to. We're not that popular. All of a sudden, we beat Maddox.
So who made the show for Hazen Cruz? You said a theme song. Who made that?
Hazen Cruz made the theme song for us, Chris.
Well, that's very generous of them.
Welcome to the Chris Cat Cast. Chris, what do you think of that new theme song from Hazen Cruz?
It sounds great. Are we on the air now?
We are live on the air, and that is what it means when I say welcome. Welcome to the show, everybody. Welcome, Kiwi Christopher, and welcome to all of our fantastic Patreonies out there who, breaking news, everybody, I'm sure you've been watching our Twitter, that we have now officially beaten Maddox. Yes! Woo! Yeah! We beat Maddox.
How much? How much by?
By at least two subscribers, Chris.
Financially wise.
Financially, I don't know. No, this is the whole thing. We do not know how much we beat him financially, only because he is such a fucking cuck. Yes, Chris, Maddox is such a cuck. He will not eat. He's a cuck. Wait, let's get a good sound clip. Chris, what is Maddox?
It's worse than Reddit.
Maddox is worse than Reddit. Yes. Thank you very much. That is, I mean, it's amazing how a man who once was the absolute top of internet satire, the man who once kind of defined the snark that we see online, is now being beat by a man from Australia.
Yeah. Let's get on to Sarah. Is that okay?
Wait, I want to shit on Maddox a little bit more. Do you just want to go directly? No, it's okay. It's okay. Can we shit on Maddox later? I mean, there's a lot of hot goss, a lot of hot information out there. But if you want to go talk about Sarah, let's talk about Sarah. Chris, what happened with Sarah this week?
Well, she's been, if you let me speak, she's been leaving threatening voicemails, which I think are not from her father, and she didn't leave. She didn't have the best of intentions, and I just want to say to Sarah, look, if you don't quit it or act nice, don't bother talking to me because I'm just fed up with your crap, you know. And I'm here to actually find a girlfriend, and you're just making it difficult for me. So that's basically all I have to say.
So you went out, you emailed Sarah. And for once, you did not send her 40 emails in a row. So thank you very much, Chris, for that. Like, that's a brilliant idea. And I'm really happy that you're now listening to me, listeners, and everybody else. Yes.
Her behavior is worse. Well, not not only it might not be as bad as mine, but if not, her behavior is worse because she's, you know, putting voicemails which are quite intimidating, and I honestly don't tolerate that. And if she doesn't want to talk to me in a civil manner, just don't bother talking to me. And if you continue to do that, I will actually take things further, you know, like, you know,
go to take the cops. Take things further. What do you mean by that?
Well, go to the cops because, I mean, to be honest.
Go to the cops. Okay.
Because, to be honest, I'm actually very upset about it. So, yeah, I'm just, you know, I was actually quite upset about it yesterday. Like, when you played me those voicemails, I just said to myself, she even apologized for the, she asked me to apologize to her father, and I felt like an absolute fool because it wasn't, it turned out not to be a father at all. It turned out to be some pranker. And, yeah, look, I just don't want to say, if you're listening, Sarah, just don't talk to me. If you don't have anything nice to say, or if you don't want to make things right, just don't bother talking to me, okay? That's all I have to say.
So we have a lot to unpack here. So first off, you're saying that the voicemail we got last week of that very gruff Australian Kiwi man who sounded like he's going to have a kangaroo launch out of his fucking throat, that was not, that was an impersonator. How did you find out about that?
Yeah. Well, you put it past me because the one that she left yesterday was actually very different to the one that was left beforehand. And, yeah, I just want to say every time all the voicemails will get screened from now on. So if anyone wants to do anything like that, well, they're just wasting their time, really. So,
yeah. Yes. Yeah. ladies and gentlemen, yes, we've come to an agreement that any voicemail that does come into the Chris Can't Cast is going to have to be screened by Chris. Which is, you know, that's fair. That's fair because all we're going to be getting is a bunch of people who are just yelling at him, calling a cuck. However, Chris, what we can do though, and we did agree upon this, is that if these voicemails do come in during the live show, which they often do,
we can play them the next show.
Yeah, we'll play them the next show, but we'll still play them on the show for all of our live Patreon-y fans out there. And if you want to become a Patreon-y, all you have to do is go to patreon.com/cantillions, come and join the live show, listen to those voicemails live on air, get Chris's reaction, and then next week we'll play the ones that we all agree upon.
But anyway, just finally, after all that seriousness and, you know, saying to Sarah that I'm not going to tolerate it, I'm still prepared to give you a chance if you will behave in a nice manner, not in an inappropriate way. That's all I have to say.
So what would be an appropriate manner to you? Would it be like, hey, I'm sorry, everything that I did was wrong? Or would it be you guys kind of coming together and have a mutual understanding?
Coming together, she has the serious intentions of wanting to take things further with me and being serious, you know, as in, you know, trying to work towards a relationship. I'm quite prepared to do that. But but at this rate, if she's displaying all this inappropriate behavior, she can just forget it. And if she's going to do that, if she's going to go down that road, you know, just leave me alone. Don't make my life difficult. That's all I'm trying to say.
What kind of inappropriate behavior has she given you? And I'm not saying that it's not. I just want to know, just so our audience knows, what has she been saying to you that has been so inappropriate?
Just the foul language, just a profane language, you know, language that shouldn't really come from a female's mouth, you know, all this profanity and saying, you know, calling me a dweeb and saying, using the F word. I mean, for starters, females shouldn't use the F word. I mean, there's, you know, females should behave in a charming language with no foul language. You know what I'm saying?
For saying fuck, or are we talking about the F bomb?
Yeah, well, there's certain females shouldn't swear, period. That's all I'm trying to say. And do you agree with me on that one or not?
I mean, I cuss like a fucking sailor, but I'm also a degenerate, so I can't really throw too many stones.
There's a certain way that females should behave and use some profane and foul languages. One of them, they shouldn't do that.
Okay. I mean, I get you. I mean, you're definitely much more of a trad. You want a trad wife, as in a traditional wife. We're talking about wheat fields and sundresses, white babies, barefoot, milking cows, essentially. Yeah.
Not as extreme as that, but I'm heading towards that direction.
Okay. Then.
Right.
No, and that's fine. And I get it. Like, you know, I want a traditional wife myself. I mean, they belong in the kitchen.
I mean, forget about the 40 plus emails. I know 40 plus emails is bad, but what she's doing is really bad, you know?
Yeah, she called you a dweeb and said the F word. That's the worst thing ever.
Well, I know you're fucking with me, but she's done worse than that anyway.
I know she has. I know she has, Chris. Sorry, come on. Come on.
On a different note, can I mention that I am actually talking to a very nice female out there?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You don't have to give names if you don't want to, because you don't want to spoil it. I mean, you have to kind of keep her waiting, Chris. But, yeah, tell us about this new girl that you're talking to.
Well, I'm not actually talking. I won't mention your name because it's a bit too soon. Maybe I can mention in the next episode. But I'm talking to someone. She lives in New Jersey, and she works in New York, and she commutes to work. So, basically, she lives in New Jersey, and she commutes to New York, I think, and I do have a message for her if you want me to say.
Yeah, absolutely. Go right ahead.
Look, because of my condition or Asperger's or autism and my mental health issues, I just wanted to apologize to her for having meltdowns in my messages, and I will mention the person's name actually because it'll probably be better if I do. Her name's Rosie. And
Hi Rosie.
Hi Rosie. I just wanted to apologize for you for having meltdowns because I'm not in a very good place at the moment, and I feel you're a great person to talk to, and I want to say that I'm really sorry for having a meltdown on an email because I thought, you know, I'm having problems with rejection, and I thought that you were ignoring me, and I just want to say I'm sorry for getting upset with you.
Oh wow, that's actually really sweet. Did you say like what? Like, you don't have to get into it, of course. But what did you say to her that was so untoward?
Well, I don't know. It's really hard to explain. I don't hit the messages in front of me because I deleted them because it sort of upset me a lot, and I know it was totally my fault. I knew that I shouldn't have done it, but I didn't understand that she had a very busy schedule, and I thought that she was ignoring me. You know, the same pattern that's going on with me. I think that females are ignoring me, but in actual fact that they're not. So that was a problem.
Oh. You know, Chris, and this is no jokes and memeing aside, honestly, swear to God right now, and this is actually something I want to talk to the audience right now too, is that I'm actually really happy for you. Honestly, in a way, proud. Yeah, I'm not happy the fact that you had a meltdown. Well, I mean, you had a meltdown. It is what it is. But the fact that you're even able right now to recognize the fact that what you did was wrong and you are coming out to apologize. No joke. Mm-hmm. I'm really happy that you recognize that. That's actually pretty rad.
Mm. And also, too, I like to get onto the rules. This game that I got on with Dick, it's really, I reckon it's really fun actually, because it's actually helped me a lot. And I just want to say that,
wow.
I want to thank Dick for actually doing that because it's actually benefited me in a huge way.
Benefited you not only monetarily, but also emotionally as well. Yeah.
Yeah. And I just want to say, I'm very good at when it comes to following rules imposed on me because, I believe Dick's game or financial incentive has actually made me feel better and able to be assertive towards the woman in a positive and appropriate and
positive and appropriate. Did you broke up there?
Oh, sorry. Am I okay now?
Yeah, you're okay.
Yeah, I just want to say I'm very good when it comes to following rules imposed on me, and I believe Dick's game or financial incentive has actually made me feel better and able to be assertive towards women in a beneficial and appropriate way.
Yeah, no, I agree with you 100%. Like that, I think that's a lot of part of Dick's game. which to anybody who doesn't know, which if you don't know, why the fuck are you listening to the show? But that you would be that Chris would be given $100 by Dick Masterson himself if he were not to threaten harm to any other woman or to himself for an entire whole week. And if he did threaten or harm said woman, that woman would get $10 out of that $100.
And also I wanted to add that there was this really bitch female. Her name was Rosie, but her name was actually Rosie too, but it wasn't the just Rosie that I was talking about.
Okay.
It was just the it wasn't the Rosie I was talking about before, but she set me up and she was very nice to me and she said that she wanted to meet me and she became a real bitch towards me and she deliberately did that to actually get the $10 and I'm feeling really upset about that, but anyway.
Well, you know, Chris, I'm not really too surprised the fact that women are actually trying to go out there and get money for this game. So follow me here for a second. There was a report. Okay.
She was actually based in, she told me that she was in Chicago. She was in Illinois near Chicago and
Chicago.
And she was. She was near Chicago in Illinois, and she was just trying to set me up and deceive me and make it out that she was interested in me, but she just ended up fucking with me. So, did you say you had something you wanted to tell me?
Yeah. So recently, there was a report that was released that said that, like, what was it? I think it was about 30%, if not more, of women have what they've gone on foodie calls. Let me get the report one second.
You're confusing me.
I know I'm confusing you, but I'll make this very clear.
You used a weird term.
Yeah, foodie calls.
This year, I'm going to learn.
Shut up, auto fucking playing ads.
Who's back?
That's what makes me a rage today.
$100.
Get the fuck out of here.
Who is it?
No, it was auto playing ad on a website. So, Chris, there was a new report recently that shows that 23 to 33% of women in an online study say that they've engaged in a foodie call.
What is that? What the hell is
that? Foodie call is where a woman goes out on a date with a man only so they can get a free meal.
Oh, I've heard, yeah. Well, that's pretty common, though, isn't it?
Yeah, but I mean, that's...
They want to get a free meal ticket.
Exactly. And that's the whole fucked up thing about the situation. They're just now taking advantage of you.
Most women are like that.
Yeah, at least in the study, 23 to 33%.
And you got to take that into consideration too, because it sort of relates to this situation well, because it's the Sarah situation. You know, to just like fucking with people, you know?
Exactly. These women who are coming to you saying, "Hey, Chris, look at my tits. Stick your fucking dick in my pussy. Oh, wait, no, I don't like you anymore. Now threaten me because I'm going to get $10. That's all they're doing. And that, you know what? After you actually came out, and once again, no fucking joking aside, you are really learning something from this contest. Yeah, there may be some monetary gain to it from you, but you just told me that you're pretty okay with not threatening women and that you're actually okay not doing it, and it's making you feel better. Is that right?
Exactly. But on the same token, if people treat people badly, there is such a thing as karma, and what goes around comes around. Do you agree with me on that one?
Yeah, but I don't think that karma is something that you give to somebody else. I think that karma is more than
No. What I'm saying, I'm not talking about me issuing it. I mean,
okay, good.
It's like what I'm trying to say, and when I say that, there's like I do believe in a sort of higher power or God, and they issue the karma, not me. That's what I'm saying.
Exactly.
Did that come across as a threat or no? It wasn't a threat, really. Did I explain it okay?
Yeah, you explained it just fine. Karma is something that is more of a big, I don't know, like a big brain idea. It's not something that just that you're going to dole out to others. You're not threatening that you're going to hurt others, right?
Yeah, that's correct. I mean, you didn't think that I was going to do that. I was actually thinking of, you know, a higher power doing that, because I do truly believe that.
Okay. Yeah, no, I agree with you 100%. Yeah, no, like these kind of people who are coming out here trying to exploit you, because who in the hell would ever exploit Chris the Kiwi?
Yeah, exactly.
Especially not on a podcast.
Mm. And going back to the, can I go back on the subject of incels?
Absolutely, because can I set this up real quick, Chris?
Right.
Okay. So last week I asked Chris the Kiwi, should the government issue girlfriends to incels, which we found out is actually a very improper, rude term.
Exactly.
Okay, and so also, what's your, I gave you homework to how would the government actually issue girlfriends? I want to know.
Well, funny enough, because I tried to search high and low on the internet about the term incel, and I couldn't find much at all. And basically,
interesting.
I can't find any material on it except Reddit. Would you believe? And the only information I can find about it is on Reddit. So, I mean, it seems to me that Reddit are actually complaining and bitching and whinging about it, and they're actually trying to bring it in, but no one's listening to these people on Reddit because, you know, Reddit are cucks, and no one wants to listen to Reddit complain.
So Reddit is complaining about incels as in it's a problem, or that people are calling other people incels?
I think people calling other people incels, but I think people need to put their money where their mouth is and actually do something about it or write to the government, because I don't think anyone's done that. And that was on my mind, because I had in my mind that maybe it might be a good idea for me to write to the government and suggest that idea, but no one on Reddit wants to do anything about it because the people on Reddit are cucks. Would you agree?
Well, I would 100% agree that Reddit is full of cucks. Honestly, a bunch of left-leaning pieces of shit, but yes, continue.
But do you agree that Reddit say things, but they just don't want to do anything about it? They bitch and whinge about it, but they just don't want to do anything about it. Would you agree with me on that one?
I would agree with you 100%. The only thing that Reddit does is donate their entire life savings to Bernie Sanders. And complain, yes.
And not do anything about it. And they should put their money where their mouth is and actually do something about it, like I'm going to do soon. Because I'm going to write a letter. I'm going to write a letter to the government and suggest that to them, you know?
So what are you going to suggest to the government? I mean, I know this is going to be a very important letter, so it's not something you're going to send out right now, nor is this the final draft. What do you want to say to the Australian government, to your prime minister, about government-issued girlfriends and incels?
Well, just say to them, well, it's not having a girlfriend actually possibly contributes to mood disorders and also contributes to crime, as we've seen on the media. And if we had a government-issued girlfriend, then perhaps that might make the world a better place and easier to deal with. It's just like this incentive that Dick's imposed upon me, this incentive. It's actually exactly like that. It's going to give single guys an incentive to actually better themselves. Do you agree with me on that one, Cantillions?
I agree that if you have a girlfriend, absolutely, you will try to better yourself. And the exact opposite would happen for the women, though, because the women, as soon as they get boyfriends, they just turn into fat pigs.
Well, that's going a bit too extreme, but I mean...
Sorry, guys, I was too extreme for Chris. I get it.
Honestly, I am being serious in what I'm saying. But I do believe that, talking about the topic of incels, I believe I'm not really different to anyone else, because I think everyone is an incel to some degree because of the divorce rate, which is greater than 50%. I think everyone has problems. Do you get what I'm saying?
Well, yeah. I mean, the divorce rate is a huge problem, and I think it's actually causing probably a lot of incels because we don't see as many male father figures in these young kids' life.
Because everyone, I truly, honestly believe that everyone is an incel to some degree, and you can't really call people incels. It's not really fair because I think everyone, I think you and I and Dick and they all have an incel in them. They all have a little bit of incel in them. Do you get what I'm saying?
Do I have a little bit of incel in me? In which way do you think I do?
Because everyone has problems in relationships. It's not just a single thing. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's not an isolated problem.
Is it the women who are the problem?
I think it's both. I think both sexes have problems. It's not only the men, it's the women.
What are you talking about? I am absolutely devilishly good looking. I got a big pee-pee.
I'm not denying that, but the thing is everyone has problems.
You haven't seen it, but okay, I will take that compliment. Thank you very much.
No, I'm not denying that you got positive attributes, but everyone has problems. I mean, you can't really go calling people incels because everyone has problems in relationships. Why do you think our divorce rate's so high, you know? I mean, if we were all perfect, I mean, if you can distinguish an incel from a normal person, why is the divorce rate so high? That's the question.
Well, I think there's one way we can differentiate incels from normal human beings is that, you know, normal human beings usually don't shoot up schools and try to kill a bunch of people.
I think you're actually being quite unfair, Cantillans, you know, like okay. you got to have some empathy. I mean, how would you like it if I went around and dissed you about the problems you have? You wouldn't like it. So why should you diss problem? Why should you diss people who, you know, do really bad things? I'm not saying I'm not saying it's good. It's horrible. But I mean, everyone has issues, you know?
Everyone does have issues, and it's how you handle those issues what defines you as a human being. I'm Cantillans.
Hmm. But you asked me what my dream job was. You said, I think it was part of my homework.
Oh, yeah. What would your dream job be there, Chris?
My dream job would be to be a relationship expert and getting paid big bucks for it.
Really? Oh, please, do tell. Continue.
Well, I can't really elaborate on it, but I mean, I'm actually far from a relationship expert, but I think I could actually work towards that, you know?
Do you think you can play one on a podcast like I do?
I don't know. Because Cripple Jesus, I mean, Cripple Jesus really loves my relationship advice, if you noticed.
I have. Cripple Jesus definitely loves everything that you say.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he does. Why do you think that?
Because I think oh, God. I love Cripple Jesus. I don't want to get into it. I think, you know why? I think Cripple Jesus has a fantastic sense of humor. He gets you. He gets me. He has a pretty damn good show.
Mm. But you said it's horrible. You said it sucks. I thought you said it sucks.
Oh, he invited me on his show last week, so I changed my mind. It's fantastic. Go listen to the Cripple Cast featuring Cantillans and TDS Big Gay.
But I thought you said our one was more popular than his.
It is more popular, but any podcast that invites me on and strokes my absolutely inflated ego, I change my mind about.
Hey, look. Cantillans, I do have a really interesting, I do really have an interesting and serious question I want answered.
Okay, absolutely, let's go.
The question is why is Dick Masterson, why is he so fascinated about my views about vaccines when he doesn't agree with them? Why is he so fascinated with my views about vaccines, if that's the case?
Have you ever seen a car crash before?
Yeah.
You know that morbid curiosity that you just want to be like, oh my God, what the fuck happened here? Why did this happen? What caused this to happen? Maybe I can see a dead child. I think that is the fascination with everybody, myself included, into the whole vaccine denier problem.
I've I don't believe that's true, because I've actually heard him mocking me and bloody scream of laughter when he thinks, when he hears me saying that I believe that vaccines cause homosexuality, and he screams out laughing. Why? If it's a morbid fascination. He mocks me.
I'm not mocking this whole thing, Chris. I'm not mocking you.
No, but, I'm not saying you. I'm not saying that you're mocking me, Dickers. When I've listened to his podcast screaming okay. with laughter when he hears me saying that vaccines cause homosexuality, he screams out with laughter. Why?
Because I'm doing the exact same thing. That is the it is the most unique, interesting, out there idea I have ever heard in my life. I mean, maybe science.
Despite me sending you and him material from a doctor's brochure proving what I'm saying is actually true, why is he still laughing at me? This is what I don't understand.
Because I'm trying to really understand your leap in logic. We all are,
no, I'm,
Chris.
I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about Dick and specifically.
Okay, Dick. Okay, so don't. I'm not even involved in the situation, Dick. I'm trying. I honestly believe that what is Dick believes the leap in logic between that fetuses, feto embryos, and stem cells were used in vaccines at one point, and then they have been genetically replicated.
No. That's not true. They're actually still to this day using DNA. From the 1960s, well, that's what they say. So they're still using human DNA from a batch of stored cells from the 1960s. That's what it says.
So were those babies in 1960 gay? Is that what causes homosexuality now? Is because of vaccines? I'm trying to understand.
No, what I'm saying is that if you pump, I don't. No, well, I don't really know much, but if you pump female DNA into a male, well, obviously that's going to confuse the gender, isn't it?
Well, I will give you that. Soylent has been proven, and soy has been proven to cause bitch tits, fats,
exactly.
The homosexual soy boys. Mm-hmm. Yes, it has.
That's correct.
Yes.
So if that's the case, well, vaccines can do the same, can't they?
I mean, I don't know how Soylent.
I'm talking about putting human DNA. Is this like putting, you know, females have got estrogen, right? If you put female DNA in vaccines which have got estrogen, because females are estrogen, then obviously you're going to confuse the gender of a male, aren't you? If you put that vaccine into a male.
Well, yeah, absolutely, of course.
Oh, anyway, let's change the subject, I think.
I do have a question, though. When you got your STD, when you got the clap years ago after banging that hooker, were you given a shot? Were you given a vaccine?
No, I was given antibiotics. I was given tablets.
You've never had a shot once, except for when you're a little kid. That's it.
I don't understand what you're saying. They don't treat an STD with a vaccine. Well, not after you get it, but the thing is, I was treated. You know what antibiotics are, don't you?
Of course, I do.
Well, that's the treatment that they give to people with, with chlamydia. They give people who are infected with chlamydia. They give them antibiotics because it's an infection, and antibiotics clear that infection up, and that's basically how they treat it. They don't give someone a vaccine. They give them antibiotics if they have an STD, don't they?
I mean, certain places do. I don't know. You can cure it a lot of different ways.
And when I had antibiotics, it just cleared it up straight away. So it
just cleared up your leaky dick.
let's get on to the tenant government housing lunch then. Can we keep
on
with it?
Yeah, we can keep on moving. You keep the show going, Chris. I love it. All right. Next thing. So, Chris, we canceled our more famous than Maddox podcast this past Wednesday because you were tired, understandably so, because you've been trying not to lose money in the threat bet, which I get. I understand. But you also had a... I'm sorry?
I think I'm still down to $90 as far as I know.
I think you did threaten somebody, and we should probably get into why a little bit later. But
am I still $90 as far as you know?
From everything that I know, you're still at $90. You only threatened one woman this week, Chris, yeah. And you only gave that same woman a threat to kill yourself. So I think we're at $90 right now.
Yeah. So let's get into the tenant thing.
Yeah. So you also were given an invite to a beautiful luncheon in your government issued housing, where you would be hanging out with all of your neighbors, which maybe, might I add, that one neighbor that you wanted to get down with. So, Chris, what happened with your neighbors? Did you introduce yourself? What stories you got for us?
Well, first of all, I did actually, not very many people turned up at all. I think people didn't actually know that it was on, and not very many people turn up at all. And there's only very few people if you went there. But anyway,
how many is a very few?
I'd say about maybe probably about 30 or something. I don't know.
That's not too small.
But anyway, there's this really gorgeous girl that I shared the same table with me. And I gave her my number, but it was obvious to me that she had psychiatric issues because she was just very anxious. She was actually had social anxiety, and I got the feeling that she didn't actually want to be there. But anyway, I gave her my number, and but unfortunately, she didn't get back to me. So obviously, she wasn't very interested in me.
Okay, great. So you gave a woman her number, your number, I should say.
Yeah.
How did that go down? What were you talking about? You say that she's anxious. Was she on drugs? You said there's a lot of junkies there. How did this, step by step, how did this happen?
No, it wasn't. No, that's a generalization. The only problem I have is this dude next door who's got problems with drugs. But anyway, I think everyone in our housing has some sort of problem, like health problem. And I think she had extreme anxiety, and I could just tell by looking in her face that she didn't actually want to talk. And I think she even was quite anxious being around me and everyone else around her. So I didn't take it personally, because I knew that it wasn't personal, because she was just feeling very anxious being there anyway. So am I breaking up at all?
No, I'm listening to you.
But anyway, I gave her my number, but unfortunately she didn't get back to me. But the positive thing was that there was this, like, have you ever heard of a game called Bingo?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, we're playing, that's right, we're playing Bingo, and I actually won a prize. I actually won a vacuum cleaner.
Is that your first vacuum cleaner you've ever owned?
Yeah, it was great. Don't you think it's great? Because I'm able to clean my house now.
That's great, the fact that you can clean your house, Chris. That's awesome.
Well, actually, I got to choose a prize actually, and I had a choice between a sandwich maker and a vacuum cleaner, and I chose the vacuum cleaner.
You mean there wasn't any heroin, no meth, nothing like that?
I didn't get that.
There was no. You had a choice between a vacuum cleaner, sandwich maker, no meth, nothing else.
What did you say about meth?
I mean, that's where you live. You would think, like, in the projects, you'd have, like, you know, some heroin or meth you can choose.
Yeah, I know you're fucking with me.
Okay, continue. So you choose. I'm surprised. 207-pound Kiwi didn't choose the sandwich maker.
Anyway, I chose the vacuum cleaner, so it's going to, instead of me having to use a broom and sweep my condo, I've got a vacuum cleaner to do that now, so it's gonna make things easy for me.
Was it like a nice one, or was it like from like Walmart, like one of those shitty ones? Or
I think it might have been sort of. It wasn't too bad. I think it's actually a bagless vacuum cleaner. Have you heard of those?
Oh my god, those are fancy as shit, dude.
Yeah. So
I'm happy that you won something. I'm glad things are looking up for Kiwi Chris.
Hmm. and Jeff Epps, you wanted me to. I don't know much about Jeff Epps. Jeff Epstein.
No, I want to go back a little bit. Sorry. I'm sorry to interrupt, but I want to go back to how did you give this girl your number? I know you're sitting at the same table, and I know, like, you won bingo and you come here, like, you know, bouncing around with your new vacuum cleaner. Like, were you, like, was she impressed with the fact that you won bingo and you had, like, you know, big head Kiwi over here trying to say, hey, baby, you want to come on back to my place and vacuum a little bit? And when I mean vacuum, I mean smash some vag.
When I gave her my number, she didn't really look very happy. So I think, honestly.
It's because she didn't win the vacuum.
No, I think it was because, I think she has had problems with social anxiety, I think.
I mean, did you have a conversation with her beforehand, or was it just, hey, you're cute, here's my number?
She was very quiet. I said, oh, how are you? What are your plans for the rest of the day? What are you doing tomorrow? Do you have any pet cats and dogs? And she didn't really, it was almost as though that she was mute, but not quite mute, if you get what I mean.
So did she say anything, or was it more just like grunts and
Yeah, sort of like that, but not as extreme as that.
So she's like, hey, my name's Chris the Kiwi. Actually, did you use like your screen name? Did you use Chris the Kiwi?
No.
Or did you actually? All I did was
I got a piece of paper, right, and just put my first name and my number, and that was it. And I just gave it to her. But yeah, that's all I did, really.
You didn't say, hey, this is Chris the Kiwi from the Chris Cantcast. How you doing, baby? Mwah.
I should have done that, actually, but never mind.
You should have. Maybe we could have gotten another listener, maybe another Patreon-y out of this.
Yeah.
You fucked up, Chris.
Yeah, I did. It's all your fault.
It's all my fault. I'm the one who gave you the time off. I said, Chris, you know what? It's either I'm going to replace you for a day, but it's like, you know what? That was a bad idea. That was a horrible idea. I don't even know why I suggested it. I said, no, we are going to delay this recording, and we are going to do it on Friday.
Yeah,
because you know why? Well. I'm sorry.
And give me a break as well, because I needed it, because I was so stressed out.
Exactly. I don't want to stress out, Chris. Chris, you are the only reason, once again, why anybody listens to the show. And you know what? To keep your mindset as clear and clean as possible, we'll do it whenever you like.
By the way, that she-mail, Janice, she keeps on harassing me too, and I told her the exact thing.
Whoa, she-mail? Did we learn something?
No, do you remember Janice, that one who left that deep voice on the voicemail?
Yeah, okay, so that's not an insult. That's not a threat. That's just stating facts, yes.
Yeah. Well, Janice keeps, she's sending me unsolicited messages, like harassing me, and told her, if you don't stop it, I'll do the same thing that I'll do to Sarah. She keeps on going, so that's what I said.
I think she's just looking for a thready call right now.
Yeah, well, I told her to sort of, in no uncertain terms, to fuck off.
In no uncertain terms to fuck off. Well, at least you didn't threaten her, because that means you lose even more money, Chris. Oh, my God.
Chris. It sort of creeps me out. It sort of creeps me out. Whenever I think of that name, it just creeps me out, that Janice
what?
Word.
Oh, Janice? God.
Thinking of that she-mail is trying to make me lose that money, you know?
Chris, as you get older, even older than you already are, you'll realize that that's all that women are good for, is trying to take your money, run away.
Well, that's if she is a woman. We don't know that, do we?
Okay, that's what all trans women, and women of all shapes, sizes, creeds, beliefs,
She's still a male. You can chop off as many bits, you can add as many bits on, but she's still a male at the end of the day. That's all there is to it.
Have you ever seen a trans woman that you were ever attracted to?
No.
Never. No.
Never.
No. What's her name? No, Bailey J. What was that? That was Trap Chan or Line Trap. From 4chan, Blair White. Mm. Thank you, Lemon Sake.
So how are we going for time then?
you wanted to change that subject quickly. We're doing good right now. We're doing great. Oh, man, Chris. So, I don't know where to go from here. Actually, I do got one thing for you, Chris. So you said that, like, what? Yes.
Just going back to Rosie, the one who lives in New Jersey, I think, and commutes to New York.
Okay.
I did actually give her my number, but I don't know if she's ready to contact me because things went a bit bad to start off. But I'm hoping to sort of gain her trust, if you know. But
So you're afraid that your communication with Rosie is going to start dwindling because of the bad press you've been getting, yeah?
Well, not the bad press, but the way I came across as being a bit too intense, and I think I might have put her off a bit. But I'm hoping to get Rosie's trust, because she did actually send me a picture of her, and she looks really hot. Actually, she looks really beautiful, I think it'd be a good idea to keep her as a friend, and to start off with. And if things work out, then I'd be quite willing to actually meet her. But I mean, that's probably a pipe dream anyway. Maybe, I'm not sure, but she seems like a really nice. And apparently, Rosie was telling me that she had a cousin with autism, I think, and maybe that might help her understand me. I don't know.
Maybe she's also interested in cousins, and that's why, you know, hey, she can't really have sex with her cousin, but maybe autistic stand-in. You never know.
Yeah, because there was a guy, I forget what his Twitter handle is, but he actually told me that American girls really love British accents. Is that correct?
Chris, I'm so glad you brought that up. That is 100% right, is that accents.
Why do they love the accent so much? This is what I mean.
Women are simple-minded creatures. I think we can all agree. And to all my female audience, I'm sorry. Women are simple-minded creatures. So all they want is different.
And also, too, this guy says that the reason why they like British, or my accent, which is sort of sounds like British, is because it sounds gentlemanly. Is that correct?
Absolutely.
Hmm.
So give us your best British accent.
Maybe that's why 80s girl likes me.
Because Dick doesn't have a British accent. Dick does not have an accent. So absolutely, yes. Why 80s girl loves you.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I don't want to get Dick jealous. That's for sure.
Because why? He won't give you the money at all.
Hey, Dick, can I have your girlfriend, please? Please, please. Pretty please.
Oh, my God. Yes. I think that'll work. I think begging for Dick to give you his girlfriend, you know, I think that would be, that works. It works.
Oh, maybe I can have, was it Mental Jess? Was it Mental Jess or Metal Jess?
It's Mental. No, wait, no, it's not Mental Jess anymore. It's Metal Jess.
Oh, Metal Jess. Well, you said that she was very high maintenance. Why is that?
I don't know. She's literally, wait, audience, is it Metal Jess or Mental Jess, whoever the fuck it is, Maddox's ex-girlfriend? Is she the one who's traveling around the world with that schlub?
Metal Jess, if you listen to this podcast, I really think you should talk to me and let's be friends, okay? And, you know, you never know what might happen.
So, Chris, she is about to get married, though. She is traveling across the world. I think she was just in Machu Picchu.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you think you can beat him out?
You put a needle in my heart. You really burst my bubble there.
I put a needle in your heart against Metal Jess. Chris, I think you need to find somebody who's better than just dating washed-up celebrities. Well, actually, you know what? The fact that we are now beating Maddox
on Patreon. What about Lacey? She's gorgeous.
Lacey. I don't know about Lacey. Maybe you could.
What's up with Lacey? Can you tell me a bit about her?
She's just a fit as fuck, hot as shit, Babe, and I think she also is getting married. Chris, you're kind of going after the wrong women here. You're going after women who are already in relationships.
Hey, but I just want to say, Rosie lives in New Jersey, commutes to New York. If you're listening, please keep up the contact with me. I'm really glad that we're talking to each other, and I hope one day that we may meet, and I really like to meet you over a coffee or something. And you sound like a pretty interesting person.
I mean, since she does commute from Jersey to New York.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a quick stop over to Australia.
Well, she was telling me that's the reason why she's so busy, because it's a long commute, and I couldn't really figure it out. I was just thinking to myself, I'm not here, and I think that's what she was getting upset with, and I'm really sorry about that, Rosie.
Chris,
Are you glad that I'm apologizing?
No memes, no jokes. I honestly am. And it seems like from this contest that Dick gave you, that you're learning a lot. What have you learned so far?
So do you think I'm sort of changing a little bit or not?
I mean, I hope it's not just a bit, but yeah, it seems like you are. Like, what has gone through your mind? What have you felt has changed in the last week?
Well, it's actually made me feel better, because the thing is, it's actually made me deal with things in an appropriate way, and instead of going off all ball, before the threat bet, I just lacked self-control. But as soon as Dick brought in that threat bet game for me, it's actually improved my self-control quite significantly.
I think that's exactly what he was trying to do. Let's say the threat bet ends.
Can we just hold off here for a sec? I've got a suggestion for Dick. If you can actually make another game for me and make it more harder for me to try and adhere to, maybe he can do that. Make it harder for me to actually get that money and put some more rules on it, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, I get you.
So, I think I need more practice, you know, but when the threat bet ends, that's the point, actually. I don't know how I'm going to cope, but I think Dick needs to do it more often with me, so I can get into the habit of doing it, because I think I need more practice.
Okay. What if I did it with our Patreon money?
What do you mean? I get what you're saying. You're saying if I do another game, people give me more money. Is that what you're saying?
Exactly. If the more we donate, the more that we get donations for patreon.com/cantillions, the more money you can either win or the more money you can lose.
So if you get a Patreon member who says, he puts a condition on me that I don't threaten women for a month or something like that, that person would actually agree to actually put a certain amount of money into my account. Is that what you're saying?
I think that's a great idea.
Yeah, that's a great idea.
So, but why? I just have to wonder, why money? Why not worrying about others and how they feel? Is money one of the things that speaks to you the most?
Yeah. Yes, I get what you're saying. I should do it because it's the right thing to do, not because I get what you're saying.
Okay. Okay.
And when the threat bet's over, I think it'd be interesting to see how I change my behavior, because I think maybe it has, but I think I need more practice in it. And it'd be interesting to see after this bet ends how differently I behave. That's the only concern that I have.
So, am I allowed in the future to play this episode back to you?
What do you mean?
After the threat bet is over, if it ever does end, we can talk about this in the future. Or are you going to get mad at me?
I still don't understand what you're saying.
I'm just saying it's like a Kiwi versus Kiwi situation. You know, Dick has Dick versus Dick, Maddox versus Maddox. you know, you actually mm-hmm. want to try to in, try to improve upon yourself. And, you know, I want to bring this back up. Maybe if money's not involved.
Yeah, and also if Dick's listening, which I think he does because he listens to every episode. Dick, if you've got any more ideas, please get back to me because I really need your help, and I need your help in my relationships with other women, and I really need to improve my life. And if you've got anything, any suggestions or any help that you can offer me, I'd be very interested in if you could please get back to me. Look, since you're my wrangler and representative, could you ask Dick if...
You acknowledged it. Chris, what happened to you? You all of a sudden $100 comes on the line and you change overnight. Maybe that's not the problem we need for quote unquote incels. Maybe it's just money. Maybe, ladies and gentlemen, maybe no. Socialism is the answer.
No, honestly, look, for all the females out there, I just wish a female would give me a fair go, because I feel that I haven't been given a fair go by females, because it's not only my behavior, it's their behavior as well. That's the problem.
Because once again, it's, you know, you have a hand to play in it, but it's the women who are at fault.
Yes. I'm not denying the fact that I'm the problem as well, but it's also the women, you know?
Gotcha. And you can't be expected to control your emotions around women who are bitches.
Yeah, exactly. I can control my emotions, but the thing is, they've got to control themselves too, you know, because...
good luck with that, women to control themselves.
Yeah, well, I feel that I've been... I mean, I'm not trying to feel sorry for myself, but I honestly feel that I haven't been treated fairly by women, you know, And I've had a lot of bad experiences, and that's why I've had these interactions with Peach Saliva, you know, because she's being a total bitch towards me, and that's not fair, you know?
Because she just outright ignores you.
No, it's not only that. She does actually reply to my emails, but she's really horrible to me in her messages towards me, and I just don't get that, because it's not really fair.
She was horrible to you because you try to apologize and she more or less said fuck off.
No. Look, I'm talking about before I turned nasty towards her, she was just really, you know, I could tell by her messages that she wasn't very nice to me, and to me that's not fair, you know. And when I tried to actually apologize to her, and that's before things started getting even worse, I was actually very sincere in my apology to her, but she didn't appreciate it, and she just started insulting me, and she's got a problem, because if she can't accept my apology and starts insulting me and calling me mean and nasty names, well, obviously she's got a problem as well. This is what I'm trying to say to you, Cantillions.
I get it. I get it. I understand. I understand that the fact that, you know, you have trolls online, you trolly women.
Yeah.
That's what they do.
Yeah. I wonder if Peach Saliva listens to our podcast.
You know what? I think at this point, now that we're bigger than Maddox, everybody listens to our podcast. We'll be bigger than Dick eventually.
I think we've had ones which are well over 1,000 views. Is that correct?
You know what? Yes, we have, Chris. If you want to listen to every episode of the Chris Can't Cast, just go to patreon.com/cantillions where you can donate to get access to this very super secret live show every single week. And yes, for just $1, ladies and gentlemen, you can get an insult from the killer Kiwi himself, Christopher. By the way, Chris, we do have to be doing Chris Salts this month. And also, I think we need to agree upon, Chris, the...
If I do Chris Salts, why don't you do Cant Salts?
As my cancels would just be a bunch of strings of insults, and I'm not nearly as creative as you.
Okay. I'm sorry to interrupt. What did you have to say?
And also, you're taking a page out of my book, Chris. And then next is that we are going to have a bonus episode. Chris, I need you to agree live on air right now that you will host your very own episode of
Will this be on Discord or Skype?
We can do whatever we want, but what I'm saying is that you will host it, and I will be your co-host.
Do you really want me to do this?
I really want you to do it because I want to make sure that everybody who subscribes to our $20 Patreon tier, yes, only if you are a $20 Patreon tier, you will get a monthly show of the Killer Kiwi himself talking about whatever you want to talk about. You want to talk about incels and how they are not a problem and how they're simply misunderstood with nobody interrupting you? Absolutely. You want to talk about ham radio for 2 hours? Absolutely. That will be your episode.
I don't know how to host, though. I honestly don't know. Do I just need to find out what subjects? Do I just say, what do you want to talk about to certain people? What? I don't understand.
Exactly.
Are you going to help me on this one, are you?
Absolutely. Of course, I'll help you.
Right.
You can do the intro. You can do the outro. You can choose the topic. You can go off and whatever you want, ask me a question. You want me to embarrass myself and ask any question you want, I will answer it for you, Chris.
So the only difference for the host is that you get to choose a topic, not them. Is that correct?
Exactly. You get to choose a topic where you want to take it. You go off on anything, and I will listen to you whatever you want. Chris, this will be your show.
Right. That sounds great. I agree to that.
All right, I love it. And plus, Chris, women do like a man who can take charge and host his own show. You realize that, right?
Not only in the bedroom, but as a host.
Exactly. Not only take charge in the bedroom, take charge of your very own podcast. Chris, you will be the next host of the Chris and Camp bonus episodes. I love it. All right, everybody, go to patreon.com/cantillions. Patreon.com/cantillions. All right. There you go. That's my plug for the evening.
So traveling from New Jersey to New York, that's a fair distance, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, it's not too far, but it's far enough because of traffic. I mean, I'm not sure if you... do you guys even drive in Australia? Or do you just jump around in kangaroos and lorries and do you ride on the back of abos? I don't know what you guys do.
Have you been to New York City, Cantillions?
Yeah, I've been to New York. I fucked a girl in New York, I think.
Oh, okay. Did you get on the subway and stuff?
Yeah, I went on the subway. It was the most disgusting, worst experience I've ever had in my life. Thank you for asking.
In the skill that you did it with, do you still have your details of your lost contact with it?
I don't keep in touch with any women that I banged. It's really
Why?
Bad. Because I'm a horrible human being.
Oh, that's bad. You should really keep in touch. What if you get a girl pregnant? What then?
I wouldn't be surprised if I have at least one or two little cantillions running around there, little baby sharks. Running around.
Are you serious? Are you dead serious? Do you think you might have it?
I don't think. I mean, come on. I'm 31 years old and I haven't heard anything from any little crotch goblins. I think I'm okay.
But Dick said you had no testicles.
By the way, fuck you, Dick. Fuck you for unironically trying to call me out saying I have no balls. Fuck you, dude. Jesus Christ, I donate $20. I gave a lot of money to this goddamn show, and all you do is shit on me?
I know
I can dish it, but obviously I can't take it. Fuck you, Dick. Jesus Christ.
He's basically saying that you have no sperm count.
Yeah, maybe that's why I haven't gotten a chick pregnant, and thank God that I haven't.
Maybe Dick wants to gay marry you. Have you ever thought?
Oh man, that tiny face, those flowing locks. I don't know. As long as 80, yes, I get it, and that's what I'm saying. Maybe I'd go gay for Dick. I don't know.
Oh, by the way, I think I'll tell you what.
Did
I
you just
think,
come again?
I think Dick was the gay Mary Maddox. That's what I believe.
Okay. All right. Why, Chris? Tell us why.
No. Because Dick's always obsessed with him. He's always talking about him on his page, and I think he loves Maddox. I really do.
No, Maddox, the only reason he talks about Maddox, you don't get it. The only reason he talks about Maddox is because Maddox is the one who went after him first. Maddox kicked him off the show. Dick was like, hey, we're not going to talk about it anymore. It's fine. We went our different ways, whatever. Then all of a sudden, Maddox releases the Dick Lies video. Chris, get up to date with season, what, five now of the Dick Show?
Are you saying Maddox is getting revenge or something?
He's trying to get revenge, but Dick realized that he can make way more money talking shit on Maddox.
Yeah, I think Dick's actually unstoppable. I think Maddox is going off second best, isn't he?
Oh yeah, he's absolutely going off second best.
And I think that's always going to happen. I think Maddox is always going to get second best, whatever happens with Dick, though, eh?
Chris, that was the smartest thing I've heard you say this entire series. Yes, absolutely.
What? Oh, I thought you said I was wrong.
No, you're right. You're 100% right. That is the smartest thing we ever heard you said. Maddox will always become second best. Now he's actually third best because we beat him in Patreon.
Hey, I'll tell you what. I'm really popular on Twitter, eh?
Chris, you are popular on Twitter. In fact, if you go to our Discord, we actually have our very own Chris bot that retweets everything that you say.
Oh, are you saying you didn't do that with my permission? Are you saying that there's a bot out there that publishes all my Twitter? Is that right?
Oh no, it just links to your Twitter account. That's it.
I don't get it. Are you saying it's a URL or something?
No, it's not URL. It's a bot that goes onto our Discord and then just kind of republishes what you say, so everybody can have absolute access.
Just wait a minute. You didn't actually put that past me. Why didn't you actually tell me beforehand?
Well, because your tweets are public?
Yeah, okay, I get that. But how does it work? Are you saying that every tweet I make goes on Discord? Is that what you're saying?
Just to our Discord.
You should have got my permission to do that, though.
Okay, all right, let's talk about this. Why should I have gotten your permission?
Because this is a whole thing. We're in a partnership here, and you got to be transparent about things. That's what I'm trying to say.
Okay, I guess I could be transparent, but you're tweeting publicly.
Oh, I understand. I get what you're saying, but you should have made it clear what you're doing, because I wasn't aware of that. You know, it's clear to me now, but the thing is, because you know, what I'm trying to say, I'm not trying to like get angry or anything like that, but it'd be great if you could actually explain things to me, because this is all new to me, and I need people to explain things to me. But that's what I'm saying. But it's okay. Don't worry about it.
Okay, I can understand. So I'm explaining it to you now.
It's just like I think you did it. Yeah, honestly, look, I think you did actually explain it to me beforehand, but I wasn't. I was just a bit sidetracked. But I think you did actually mention it to me beforehand, and I think you did actually, in a way, get my permission. But that's okay; it doesn't matter. But I think you did actually mention that it was. I think you did actually mention there was a bot or something.
Yeah, it was a. Is that correct? It was a bot that. Yeah, correct. It's a bot that reads your tweets and then posts them on there. Because also, Chris.
No, that's okay. That's okay. I understand it. That's really great, because it actually helps with my publicity, you know?
Exactly. It's free publicity. None of this costs you anything except for a couple hours of your time, and we know how important that is.
Oh, so are you saying to me, if I put a tweet on Twitter now, it would get posted on this, is that correct? On Discord, is that correct?
Correct. Yes, that is correct.
Oh, it's got here. Hey, look, I've got a poem. Rachel, please forgive me. You are my bagel. Why do you hate me? After all this time, don't you want to be free? I want to meet you. You are special. I know you inside, just like a digested pretzel. I know I'm a dumpster fire, so that makes two of us, so both of us will be on fire. That's a great poem, isn't it?
It's a great poem in it. It's the... Yep, exactly.
and what if I say, can I put on Twitter that I think Cantillions is a douchebag? Can I say that?
Oh, yeah, and you know what? It wouldn't be a lie. We already had that one review of the Chris Kant cast that called me a radio DJ. So, I mean...
a radio douchebag.
Yep, a radio douchebag. I'll give you that. I do not deny that.
I'm just scrolling through Chris tweets now, and it's got a picture of me with skyscrapers in the background. Did you see that?
I did, Chris. Why don't you explain your recent tweets that you've been getting? Because you can follow Chris on follow him at Chris_the_Kiwi_. Chris the Kiwi.
Yeah.
Anyways, Chris, actually, before we get into all that, I do have a little bit. I'm kind of a spicy dick right now. I'm a spicy penis.
Yeah.
Why are you blocking all of our friends and all of our fans on Twitter?
Are they complaining? Are they?
I might be getting a little bit of complaints. I do have a lot of Patreonies out there who are informing me that you are going on a blocking Twitter rampage.
Well, that's not completely true, because the only reason why I block people is because if I see something that's really bad or insulting, I block them straight away, and that's what I do to people.
Okay. How come?
So I don't block them for no reason, but I only block people who are disrespectful to me, but I don't block them for no reason. It's only if they are disrespectful or say something bad about me, that's the only reason why I block them.
So you're pulling a Maddox, essentially, is what you're saying, is that you're trying to sue people who insult you. Call the police on people who insult you and also block them on Twitter.
I'm just saying that it's something that I don't need people being mean to me, and that's why I block them, because, I mean, I need it for my own peace of mind, because I don't want people being nasty towards me, and that's the only reason why I block them. So what do you want me to do about it? What am I supposed to do?
Is there any way that, how can somebody become unblocked?
Well, if they, that's a good question, actually. Can I just say something for everyone on Twitter? Can I say that?
Sure, sure.
Okay, well, I'm just saying, I make a condition, right? If I unblock all you guys, please do not be disrespectful to me. Otherwise, I will block you. Just be pleasant towards me, so I don't need to block you, okay? So that's basically my condition.
So what is considered unpleasant?
Well, you know, I mean, I don't have to say that. I'm just saying, I think the individual knows that when they're being disrespectful. I don't have to get into it. You know yourself, which is appropriate and what's not appropriate, so I don't have to go into that.
Gotcha. Okay, so, ladies and gentlemen.
So, look.
Yes.
I've got to, that's right. If everyone's listening, I will unblock you, but be nice to me, okay?
Okay.
That's the only condition.
Gotcha. So, Chris, will you start unblocking people? You know how to unblock people, correct?
So, do you really think I should unblock those or what?
I think you should. I think we should allow everybody in the listening audience one last chance. And guys, this is the only chance.
I'm giving you one last chance. And if you blow it, I will block you, okay?
Because everybody wants to know your spicy takes. People want to see you standing in front of skyscrapers and where the old benches used to be on next to strip clubs.
Have you been getting a lot of complaints about me blocking people?
I'm getting a lot of complaints, Chris, and you know what? I'm tired of spicy little penises complaining to me. Now that's just an insult, Chris. Chris, that's $10 taken out of your account is insulting everybody, calling them Redditors.
I know where you live.
Oh, God, Chris, no. Okay, all right, we have to talk about this real quick before the end of the show. Chris, you went on the Dick Show, and you said that whole I know where you live bit. Please explain this, because that is the creepiest fucking thing anybody's ever heard in their life. It's not funny.
It is.
Why is it funny?
Because of my tone of voice.
It sounds like you're going to kill somebody. Why did you say it? Please, I'm helping you out here, Chris.
Are you talking about when I went on the Dick Show?
Yes, and you said that I know where you live. I know where you live.
That freaks them out, eh? That freaks them out.
Yeah, it freaks them out. That'd freak anybody out. It freaked me out just now. My tits are now inverted.
That's because you're a soy boy, not because I've learned, yeah?
Hey, 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 I've lost 40 pounds, Buster.
40 pounds of man boobs?
Yeah, yeah. Actually, yes, thank you very much. I have lost 40 pounds of man boobs, thank you very much. What have you done so far?
Did you wear a bra?
Hey, that's an insult. I'm telling Dickie. I probably should have worn a bra. God damn it, Chris. All right. Anyways, going back to it, why did you tell Dick you knew where he lives? Because you obviously don't.
It was a joke, and I wanted to be entertaining. Because it's quite a popular threat. Do you want me to tell the real reason I said that?
Yes, I do. That's why I asked you, Chris. Please.
Okay. I heard all these comedians on the radio trying to make some commercial on the radio. This was going back ages and ages ago when I was back in New Zealand. These people were making all these entertaining sort of mock, you know, impersonating people. And I heard them say, "I know where you live," on the radio. And colleagues say, you are a half-wit. I know where you live. And that's what I heard on the radio. And it stuck with me ever since.
God damn it. No, like Australians and New Zealanders are supposed to be known as the biggest shit posters online. That is the least funniest shit I have ever heard in my entire life.
He was cracking up though. He was laughing.
Just because somebody else is laughing does not make it funny, Chris. I laugh all the time and does not mean this makes this show funny.
But honestly, seriously, didn't you think it was funny? Seriously?
I don't know. Not really. I mean, more of the absurdity of it because it came out of left fucking field.
But he played it on his fucking podcast.
Of course he played it on his podcast. He doesn't cut things out. Anyways, Chris. Oh, my God. All right.
I'm just joking around.
I know you're just joking around, you creepy fucking guy. You know what, though, Chris? I am so happy for you right now. Hey, what?
He said it was frightening. That's what he said. It's frightening.
It was frightening. Oh, my God. Don't kill anybody, you creepy piece of shit.
Maybe he can take away $10 every time I say I know where to live.
Okay, well, no, I think we're good. I think we're good right now. Chris, all right. Anyways, I want to end the show. You're creeping me out. You're crazy right now. Actually, no, to be completely honest, I'm really happy that Dick's threat bet. I'm really happy that Chris is fucking goddamn it. I can never talk. I'm really happy that Dick's threat bet has helped you out in some way. I mean, I'm not really happy the fact that it's because of money that's made you turn over a new leaf, but hey, it's a start.
Do you know where I live?
No, and I don't even actually. All right, before we end the show here today, ladies and gentlemen, if I ever came to Australia, would you do a live show with me?
Absolutely.
No shit. All right. So we would have to find a very well lit public space, and I would do a live show with you. All right. I'll see if I can make that happen. Okay.
I think Dick gets freaked out about me because I said to him, "Can I go to LA?" And he wasn't too happy with that idea.
I don't think Dick's going to allow you in the studio. Not anywhere near 80s girl. Nowhere near Veronica.
Hey,
Peach or anybody.
Hey, 80s girl.
Oh, God, here we go.
Hi. How are you going? How are you, 80s girl? How are you doing? Good.
Well, that's sweet. Hi. That was sweet. That was no. Oh, God. Okay.
Hi.
All right. Enough of that. Enough of that, Chris.
Hi. Can't you let me speak? Can you let me speak?
Okay.
Hi, 80s girl. Did you think it was funny?
Once again, that was something, all right. Chris, I don't know what point.
Cantillions.
Yes.
Why are you being mean to me?
I'm not being mean to you! You motherfucker! All right, Chris. Okay, so what I want from next week, I don't even know what's going on with the show anymore. I don't know. We've gone 10 episodes now, and who knows where this is going. Oh, only God knows. What?
Have we been broadcasting for a long time?
We've been broadcasting for a long time, and I think we're about to end the show because I don't know what else to talk to you about anymore. I mean, actually, I don't know. Jeffrey Epstein, that creepy-ass motherfucker. Yeah.
Just to be brief, I don't know anything about him, but I believe that Jeff Epstein, his death was fake.
Why do you think his death was fake? What happened? It wasn't because he's a rich multi-billionaire that is now in jail, or do you think it was something like the Hillary Clinton death squads?
No, I think my friend Chris Savage said that to me.
Whoa, you're talking to Chris again?
I don't know, sometimes, but I honestly try to avoid him as much as I can. I just talk to him when I have to, when I want to say hi or something.
Okay, so you talked to him about Epstein, or how did this whole situation go down?
I asked Chris Savage, my mate, my friend, I asked him, what do you think about the situation about Jeff Epstein? And he said that his death was fake, so I don't know why he thinks that, but that's what he said to me.
Well, it sounds like Chris Savage is a very bright man. I take back everything that I said about him.
So we're going to end the episode, are we?
Wait, what? Excuse me?
I said, are we going to end the episode, douchey? Douche? Douche.
Yes. Okay, we'll end the episode. But real quick, does Chris Savage listen to the Chris Can't Cast?
I don't think so. Maybe I should. I don't think he's interested, really.
I think he's interested in all these conspiracies, and I think he wants to learn. I think he should listen because he will hear firsthand what demon he spawned that is now known as Chris the Kiwi.
I didn't quite get that. Can you repeat that?
I think that Chris Savage should listen to the show. The reason why Chris should listen to the show is because he can hear firsthand what demon he created that we now know as Chris the Kiwi.
Did you say demon?
No.
Oh.
I think you broke up.
Sorry. Are you there?
I'm here. What? He created you. Chris Savage is your Frankenstein.
Oh, right. Okay.
I'm joking.
I thought you said demon.
No. I said demand. He's the one who's having people demand Chris the Kiwi.
Hmm.
You believe me, don't you?
Yeah, I believe you.
No, but seriously, Chris Savage created Chris the Kiwi.
No, he didn't. I'm my own self. I'm my own destiny. I'm the one who takes charge of myself, not anyone else.
Do you tell yourself that in the mirror every morning?
I do, because I don't care. I'm more well-adjusted than Reddit, Dick Marston. I don't care what anyone else thinks, and he's absolutely correct on that. And I don't care what you think or anyone else thinks of me.
Good, Chris. That's, you know what? Like I said before, this threat bet has been the best thing that's ever happened to you in your life.
Yeah.
All right. Chris, what else you got for us before we end the show today?
That's incredible. Have you watched that American TV show, That's Incredible?
What?
There's a program, there's a 1980s program in the US that was called That's Incredible.
That was
before your time, before you were born, but it was when I was born. They had a show called That's Incredible, which had all these things which people couldn't believe, and it was like a sit-down reality TV show.
Okay.
And that was my favorite show that I watched.
Well, Chris, I'll tell you what else is incredible.
Mm.
The fact that we have been on the air for 10 episodes.
This has been a decade of the Chris and Kent show.
Yes, a decade. It feels like a decade to me. Everybody, check us out online on our website, chrisandkent.com. Check us out on our Patreon, patreon.com/Kentillions. And finally, check us out on Twitter, twitter.com/Kentillions, where you can get all of my hot takes, retweets of Chris's hot takes, because half of you are blocked. Anyways, everybody, thank you very much for listening. And as always, watch your fingers. We'll see you next week.
See you next week.
All right, everybody, that's been it. All right. Well, that was a weird show.
Kiwis on Discord. Kiwis on Discord. Into the show he called. Left us all appalled. Hang up this fucking phone, he'll hack you up at home. Kiwis on Discord. There's a killer on the phone.